KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, an accident in Council Bluffs involving a transit bus resulted in three people being transported to the hospital and injuries to three others who were treated at the scene. Council Bluffs police say officers responded just before noon on Wednesday to the scene across from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 1300 Big Lake Road, where a small transit bus had crashed into the train trestle. Upon arrival, officers noted the bus was too tall to make it under the trestle, and the top of the bus was severely damaged. The back of the bus was ripped off during impact with the trestle. The bus is owned by Notre Dame Housing, an assisted living facility in Omaha. There were six people on board, including the driver. All of them had minor injuries, and three of the passengers received treatment at local hospitals for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the bus was issued a citation for the accident. The Canadian National Railroad was notified during the incident, and all train activity was stopped, causing traffic jams throughout the area for about an hour. Authorities say it was 6 months ago yesterday, that on November 16, 2017, that a similar accident occurred at the same location, where thankfully no one was injured. The clearance for the bridge is only 8 feet 8 inches. The public is reminded of that low clearance and should plan routes accordingly. Authorities and emergency crews responded at around 9:40 a.m. Wednesday to a call about a possible plane crash near the Harlan Airport. According to the report, the plane was apparently trying to land on the grass runway at the Harlan Airport, but instead it clipped a fence, causing the aircraft to flip onto its nose into a farm field just north of the airport on the west side of Highway 59. Shelby County Emergency Management, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Harlan Police, Harlan Fire, and Medevac were all on the scene. The aircraft's pilot and only occupant was not hurt. Pictures from the scene showed the single-engine fixed-wing 1946 Cessna 120 upside down in the field. Its registry indicates it was formerly owned by Jim Kickland of Atlantic, but had been sold about 2 weeks ago. A woman from Union County suffered suspected minor injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident at around 4 a.m. Wednesday. The sheriff's office said yesterday 28-year-old Chelsea Ray Carl of Creston, was driving a 1998 Chevy Blazer northbound on South Cherry Street Road when the SUV slipped off the edge of the road. Kyle overcorrected, sending the vehicle into the east ditch where it rolled over. The SUV sustained about $5,500 damage. Kyle was cited for driving under suspension. Two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Red Oak, according to Red Oak Police. At around 1:45 p.m., 59-year-old Vicki Suzanne Huber of Red Oak was arrested for theft in the fifth degree after allegedly taking a hanging flower basket from the Fairway store in Red Oak on Tuesday. Her bond was set at $300. Just after 4 p.m. Wednesday, 37-year-old Christopher Michael Lawrence of Red Oak was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. His bond was also set at $300. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County late Wednesday morning arrested 26-year-old Jesse A. Luft of Villisca. Luft was arrested following a complaint he allegedly violated a protective order and for criminal trespass. He was later released from custody on $300 bond. And one of the largest medical centers in southwest Iowa is announcing expansion plans. Stephen Baumert, president and CEO of Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital, said they're adding a three-story, 60,000-square-foot medical office building with a price tag of around $16 million.
The first floor of the medical office building will be home to approximately 15 Methodist Physicians Clinic primary care providers. It will also include an imaging suite as well as a new urgent care with easy access and extended hours.
The second floor will be dedicated to addressing and improving the health of area women.
This floor of the building will be a hub for women's services. It will include OBGYN practices, space for specialty practices like maternal fetal medicine and urogynecology, as well as some imaging services like mammography and ultrasound.
Plans for the third floor have yet to be finalized. Construction should begin later this year with completion in 2020. In the funeral announcements, Dean Dixon, age 67, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dean Dixon will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Connie Harrington, age 64, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Connie Harrington will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Martha Mendenhall, age 91, of Dexter, died Sunday. Funeral services for Martha Mendenhall will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Dexter has the arrangements. Marjorie Billings, age 95, of Griswold and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Billings will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Regan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lucille Drayman, age 99, of Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lucille Drayman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Roberta Beatty, age 91, who's formerly of rural Oakland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Roberta Beatty will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Warren Bowman, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Warren Bowman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Richard Rock, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died November 30th in Arizona. Memorial graveside services for Richard Rock will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Avoca Cemetery. Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Atlantic, died May the 10th in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins will be June the 6th at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Beatrice Lenhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place. Services for Beatrice Lenhart are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.